Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Hans Van Ostrom. He is now the director of the AI Squared Center at the University of Florida. It's the Artificial Intelligence Academic Initiative Center, known as AI Squared, and it's a hub for high enhanced learning opportunities, not only at the university, but beyond. And congratulations on becoming the director. Please tell us more about the center at the University of Florida, because I hear this is an incredible initiative and getting very, very popular.
Yes, thank you. I think the center has been around for 4 or 5 years now, and we're really focused on AI education. And so the notion that all of our students need to know something about AI, they're going to enter an AI-enabled world. They need to be these AI workers, which we haven't defined, but we do know that they need basic skills in AI, and they need to understand how AI works, and they need to understand how they can use it appropriately, ethically, and how they can apply it to their discipline. This is not only for engineering students. This is for all students. And so as part of that, we've created what we call AI across the curriculum. So it's an initiative to try to teach all of our students something in AI. That is now part of the university's quality enhancement plan. So we always run a quality enhancement plan. It's a 5-year plan in order to increase the quality of our education and the appropriateness of our education. We've done internationalizing the curriculum. We've done experiential learning. So this is the next one that we are now in year 2 with. And so AI across the curriculum, our quality enhancement plan, that's what our center runs and oversees. And there are a lot of parts to that. To teach students AI, we need professors who can teach AI in all the disciplines. Again, not just computer science. They already have those skills, but you know, somebody in the arts, somebody in the pre-health, somebody in history, digital humanities. There's lots of topics where AI can really be helpful. And so we as a center want to encourage more AI courses, more courses with AI content to be developed. And in order to do that, we first have to train our faculty. And so we have a big focus on training of faculty. So that the premier training we offer is a 4-day workshop in person in our center that faculty can sign up on, and we do that about, you know, 3 or 4 times a year. But we have limited numbers, so we can do about 30 people at a time. We have over 6,000 faculty at the University of Florida, so that's not helping greatly, but it has really been beneficial to a lot of faculty to learn about AI and to really work and then try to implement it in their discipline. And so some of the people that took this course maybe 3 years ago are really now leaders in their colleges to lead AI education efforts. And so they kind of become that focal point. So that's part of our philosophy is let's train the trainers, let's teach the faculty, so that they can then develop content and help others in their colleges develop new content. And so that's sort of the next step from after we've trained faculty, we can develop courses that then are applicable to students. And so we now have also a form of mechanism, because people will always ask, well, why do you call this course AI and not that one? And what we've done is we've created a committee of faculty from across the university to make that determination, because it's ultimately the faculty that have the knowledge to do that. And we don't want that to be an administrative thing. It's in the purview of the faculty to do that. And so they have, so we've created different levels of AI designations. So a course can be introductory. It can be you learn about AI, you're going to use AI, or you're going to create new AI. So these are different levels. And each course can have one of those levels. Separate from that, we also have an AI ethics course designation, because ethics is very important. And And so with these designations, we're still going through. We have dozens of requests every month that we go through and try to make that designation appropriate for the course. Is there enough AI content in the course to warrant a designation? And is it the right designation? So we go through that process. And now we have over 200 courses that have some level of AI in them.
Is that using software or what?
So it can be different things. So if you're at the sort of lowest level, which we call enable AI, then it's a discipline course. That is a course that is really a core course in a discipline. But they're using AI to maybe analyze data or to come up with something new. So that course isn't going to be majority AI content. So, but it is majority disciplinary content. And so so that's sort of the lowest level. At the highest level, we're creating new AIs. Maybe we're building a model using the Hypergator supercomputer. Maybe they're doing other new things. So it sort of depends. So a lot of it is, where does AI, how can AI best help with, in this discipline? What does it do is also very important. You know, we have all these models, right? We use all of them. And if you don't know how they were built or what went in it, then you can't really say, okay, I trust what it gives me. If a model was really slanted towards one side, or one topic, then if you ask it for a different topic, it's not going to give a great answer because it just doesn't know. We sometimes think of AI as sort of generalized knowledge like we all have as humans. But to do that, you have to train it with this generalized knowledge. And that's sometimes very difficult to do. We sometimes think of AI as not giving us the right answers. But the reason for it is, well, you didn't train it with the right answers. And I'm really worried that if we train models with every data point that's out there, have we validated that that data is actually accurate and correct? Or did we just grab everything that's out on the internet, we know what that looks like, and say this is all valid? And so I think that kind of knowledge, I think people need to know in all disciplines, because that then gives you an opportunity to evaluate what AI is giving you, rather than just say this is all true, this is all correct. I think that's sort of the pitfall a little bit in AI is people are trusting it too much. There's, when we talk about people using AI for everything and just taking what it gives you at face value rather than critically think about what it gives you and determine this is correct and this is not correct and I'm going to actually use it, but I'm going to make it my own. I think that's really the key for how we want students and everybody really to use AI appropriately.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk more about the center, including the summit coming up at the end of March. This is a fascinating event and AI is amazing. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Hans Van Ostrom, director of the AI Squared Center here at the University of Florida. They have an exciting event that happens once a year, and it's coming up towards the end of March. It's going to be their annual summit. So what's happening in the Wyndham Grand Hotel in Orlando, March 29th through April 1st?
Yeah, thanks. So our summit is sort of our showcase, national, international showcase of what has been happening in AI education. So it's really an AI teaching and learning conference. So it's not focused on AI research. There's many other venues for that. But we feel that there is a need for better AI teaching and learning. And that conference will go over best practices. Last year was our first one. This is our second one. And last year it was mostly UF presentations about what we have created in AI across the curriculum. and trying to tell other institutions about what it is that we've done, how we've been successful, how we can promote AI education. And so last year we had over 40 institutions represented, I believe 6 different countries. And so this year we've sort of turned that around a little bit and asked those institutions to submit proposals. Did you learn anything from last year? Have you implemented something in AI education? And you can see a lot of institutions over the last year have announced new programs where they are teaching AI to their students. Some modeled actually after what the University of Florida has done. So we feel like we do have that leadership role because we want all that to be available to everybody. I think we're not there to take credit. We're not, you know, that's not what we are. I think we've done a great job in laying out a mechanism to teach AI to all of our students. If that's helpful to other institutions, we're happy to share that. And so it sort of is also a part of our land-grant university status where we make education available to everybody, and that is part of that role. And so so we welcome all these institutions back to Orlando. We're doing it in Orlando. It's a little easier to get to than Gainesville, and it's sort of Disney adjacent, and so it will attract people. Last year we had over 450 participants, and that was actually our cap. Couldn't get more, and we had about 100 on the waiting list. So this year we're again aiming for 450 participants. We can go a little higher this time because the hotel is bigger. So we'll see where that goes. But there's a lot of interest. We had more proposals than we could accept to talk. We will have 4 main tracks in the conference. So one is building an AI university, so more on the administrative side. The other one is teaching and learning. And the third one is more related to ethics. And we have some miscellaneous tracks. There's always a lot of different topics that get covered. And so full program, several keynotes. Chris Malinkowski, who is an alum of the University of Florida and is a co-founder of NVIDIA, everybody knows that company, is going to be there. And he's going to do a fireside chat with our provost, Joe Glover. So that will be the opening event of the conference. And we also have Talitha Washington from Howard University. Her work is largely in AI jobs, defining what these AI jobs are, how do we prepare students for them. So I'm on a National Science Foundation grant with her to try to figure that out. It's a multi-institutional grant. And so that's a very interesting topic to have discussions about because I think we don't know exactly what it is that our students need to know. Industry is asking us what should my employees know. That's the other part of the conference too, is we have a number of industries that will come and are sponsoring or tabling. And so that gives us opportunities too to ask those questions. It's really a great conference where even if, you know, this, and there may not be registrations left, I'm not sure, but we are going to, put out things that come out of the conference. So we will record some of the talks and we'll report out on them. And so I think that can be very helpful. And I'm really excited to learn what some of these other schools have done with AI. Whether or not they modeled what we did, I think we can always learn from each other. That's really why we have these conferences. I'm really excited about that.
That's great. And what is the website for more information if they want to register?
Yeah, great. Our overall website is probably the best place to go. We have all our up-to-date information, and it's very simple. It's ai.ufl.edu. And you can see information about the summit there, but we also have all of our other stories and things that we do in AI. You can really get also all the details on the story of how UF built an AI university. So there's all that information there as well. There's a wealth of information. We keep that up to date all the time. We have some videos from previous events there as well. We do an AI Days here local at UF, which is a by UF for UF. It's typically in October. And we did a bunch of interviews with UF folks that are doing AI. Really interesting stories, a whole range of things at UF that's happening. And so you can learn a lot there. I highly recommend spending a day on our website.
It sounds great. Is the conference for students and professionals and academics?
Yeah, sort of the gamut of it. I think it's largely, so we really focus it on, university administrators is one big group. And then we have professors who are going to implement AI education, and then students who kind of learn. And so, again, it's not a typical AI research conference where they're showing off things that they want to get published. It's the only exception there is research on teaching and learning, how students learn best and how AI can be helping with that or incorporate that into the curriculum. So it's really there to really learn from each other. That's really the key, because we've done it one way. Is that the best way? We don't know. There may be other ideas. And some of the things we've done, we've redone because it didn't work. And so I love to hear from other people and how they want to do their AI education. But really the key is that, you know, all of our students need to learn about AI. All of our professors need to be more knowledgeable about AI, because education is power. Right? If you know, then you can use it, and you can make comments about it. You can have opinions about it. But if you don't know, then that's going to be very difficult.
Well, thank you very much for coming today, and we look forward to more details after the summit ends. So please come back again. Tell us more, because I think it's a work in progress, correct?
Yes, for sure. We get better every year, and we do more every year. So happy to come back.
That was Dr. Hans van Ostrom, the new AI Squared Center Director at the University of Florida, on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.